Yesterday, to the reading of the Holy Proclamation of the Holy Gospel, we joined Our Lady in singing her great canticle, Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The finest, the greatest thing that the Father could have done, sent His Son to be one of us. But that office, as a release to a second hymn, it is a canticle of Zachary, the father of St. John the Baptist, rejoicing, knowing that the Lord has come, St. Augustine put it so nicely, the heavens opened and the clouds burst forth the Savior, the earth opened and brought forth a Savior. The Savior is the Lord. He who, St. Augustine points, is endless in the unending time of heaven, has now come, as it were, to be present in our passing time. We cannot assign that any gift of Himself as our Savior, as the one who will protect us from our enemies, the enemies, as St. Paul explains in his writings, his letters are not politicians of this world, the enemies are the devils who hate us. It is our Lord has saved us. It makes it possible for each of us to find Him, to strive to grow in holiness, to be prepared for that moment when from being only a man, we come to share a divine life, as He who was from all eternity divine, came in time to share our humanity. Let us ponder these things as we recall once again the great day of our Lord's birth, becoming accessible to us, possibly being born of the Virgin Mary, and continue as we're to walk in His footsteps, to follow His directions, to grow in holiness, to help others to be ready for heaven as well. Well, and to intervene now, before we reach that wonderful goal forever, to be able to enjoy His company, the foretaste of heaven when we receive Him worthily in Holy Communion and just converse with Him who is our Savior, who has become our great servant. I came not to be served, but to serve, and to ransom you from your sins. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.